We continue our journey through the octave of Christmas, celebration of Christmas, and today we continue our pondering of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Yesterday we reflected on the encounter with Simeon, today the encounter with Anna. The first reading mentions three categories of people: children, fathers, and young men. Noticeably absent older people, senior citizens. No Simeon and no Anna. Not sure why, but perhaps it's because seniors don't need this kind of warning about the world that John gives to the children and to the fathers and to the young men. After addressing these three categories, St. John speaks about the danger of love of the world and of the things of the world, the emptiness of the world, the enticements of the world, the pretense of the world. The world and its enticement are passing away. Well, older people generally know that already. Seniors have seen a lot of things pass away, and they are, if they're wise and if they have matured normally, they are beyond that idea that they can gain happiness from possessions or from worldly honors. So let's focus a little bit on the seniors. One of the sad side effects of the pandemic has been the disappearance of seniors and children from the churches. Here in this parish, and maybe in all parishes, there's a big sign at the entrance to the parish church. If you're over 65, you're not allowed to enter. Instead of welcome to the parish, it's don't enter. You're too old. Very contradictory message. That's certainly not the spirit of the church, but it's an accommodation to the requirements of the law and the strange experience, the strange circumstances of the pandemic. We know that older people are much more vulnerable to the virus, and so they are advised, strongly advised, not to go into public places. So when you go to churches now, if you go to the parishes, you don't see young people and you don't see older people, which is very sad, because the secret spiritual powerhouse of every parish is the old ladies, the church ladies, the Annas. Maybe some Simeons too, but mostly Annas, the ones who pray every day, who are there early, way before the Mass, and who are there afterwards praying novenas and rosaries, those who are, well, like Anna, always in the temple, worshiping night and day with fasting and prayer. I'm sure these Annas of the church are still fasting and praying. It's just that we can't see them because of the quarantine. I'm sure you know Annas. Everyone knows. I mean, if you've been in the church, you know people who fit this description of Anna. People who are in their 80s. She was 84. So she probably was not walking very well. Maybe she had a cane or someone assisted her, but she was still there every day in the temple. Now, I'd like to just to make a kind of a personal application of this passage about Simeon and Anna, I'd like to compare two different aspects, or two different ways in which God makes his presence known to us. There's the Simeon experience and the Anna experience. I'll try to explain what I mean here. Simeon, who was certainly a prophet, I mean, he's not described as a prophet, but He acts in the role of a prophet. He even gives a prophecy about the child and about Mary. But Simeon, it says, went to the temple because he was led by the Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit who got him to the temple at the right moment so that he could encounter the Messiah, as had been promised to him. Anna, who is described as a prophetess, even though none of her words are recorded, she's a prophetess, she's described as being in the temple all the time. So you have the one on one side, the kind of spontaneous, Spirit-led, what looks like accidental occurrence in which God acts, and then you have the regular, almost institutional, dependable presence in the temple, represented by Anna. And God works in both of these ways, and actually in a combination of them. That's why I think it's good to reflect on. Sometimes God surprises us. He breaks in at times we don't know that the Holy Spirit set up something. You're just walking out of the grocery store and something pops into your head, or you get a phone call out of the blue, someone you haven't talked to in years, and suddenly you have an insight into what God is doing. And those things happen all the time, and the Holy Spirit is always active. If we're sensitive to Him, that we could have a Simeon experience anytime. There's no predicting of it. On the other hand, if we want to be ready all the time, we have to take on this Anna disposition. Dedicated, regular, committed, constant prayer. Day and night, present before the Lord. And God reveals Himself to those who are ready to receive Him all the time. So Anna meets Jesus because she was always there. It was no surprise for Anna to be there. You can't say it this way, but it's almost as if the Holy Spirit didn't have to inspire her to be there because she was there anyway. So that's the very regular, committed, the person who practices his or her religion steadily, a person who follows a prayer schedule and keeps faith and remains faithful to it all the time. Now, I'll try to make an analogy here. It comes from the world of sports. I'm sure you have seen after some big championship game, the news will show the highlight, the play of the day or the play of the week. And it's some superstar professional athlete who in one moment gets the ball at the right time and makes the spectacular shot. And they play it over and over again in the news. They go, oh, look at what a great play this professional athlete made. And everyone's impressed. Now, is that one game-winning shot, is that spontaneous, it just happened to work out, kind of accidental good luck thing? Or is it because that player had planned to do that and practiced it? Well, it's both. Of course, it's both. If you look at the whole game or the whole season, that player took shots like that hundreds of times. And if you look at him in practice, he took shots like that thousands and thousands and thousands of times. So they don't always score, but it's a combination of the grace of the moment and constant, steady practice. So it's a combination of Simeon and Anna. Simeon is ready to be moved by the Holy Spirit. Anna is there all the time. She's always practicing. She takes the same shot every day, and she does it again and again and again. She prays every day, again and again. She's always practicing. Now, why am I saying this? Because we have to be both Simeon and Anna. We're not supposed to be caught up in the world, the things of the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, pretentious life. Those things are not from the Father. Those are a waste of time. But we are supposed to be ready for the Holy Spirit to move us, or the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the presence of God in a moment. It can happen in a moment, split second, what seems like an accident, a completely providential encounter. Suddenly we find ourselves in the presence of God. Simeon. But we're supposed to get up every day, pray every day, ponder the word every day, offer ourselves to God every day, turn to the Blessed Mother every day, make an offering of ourselves to God and in love for others every day. And that's Anna. And that bears good fruit, because God can also make himself known at any time, and we're ready. So as we march through Christmas, as we welcome the presence of the Word made flesh, we learn from both Simeon and Anna, we learn from these senior citizens who have learned the emptiness of worldly attractions and who are ready to receive the Lord, whose spirit is right. We ask the Lord to give us the grace to be like Simeon and Anna.